come to Joey. I'll start from Halakha Lamai Center.
Okay. So, one second. Is it?
Oh, pay attention.
Yeah.
You want to get that off of me?
Sleeping on the
then we'll get into whatever. Long this other.
But first, last mitzvah of the Torah. This week's parasha, right? Mitzvah's ksiva, sefer Torah. So, kaya dua, there is a big machloikus if this mitzvah applies anymore. You know that there's a rush. The rush, I mean, of course it applies in a certain way, but the rush has this whole thing about, since the main thing of the mitzvah is to learn, right? And nowadays we don't really learn out of sefer Torah anymore. So Memela, the mitzvah really is to get Svarim. Chumash, Mishnayos, and Gemara. So there is a big machloikis. What does the Rosh mean? So on the one side you have the Beis Yosef, Levush, Maldani Yomtev, and Vilna Goyim. All of them say that the Rosh can't take away a mitzvah deraisa. He can't say, he can't switch a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah deraisa for Torah, you can't switch it. He means that nowadays that's also b'chlal, the mitzvah. That doing that also, you get this mitzvah because you're doing the inyan of learning. But avada, it doesn't pater me from the main mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. But on the other hand, you have the prisha and the shach say no.
I mean, that's also not a great thing.
That is a big...
One second.
What?
You can't change it. You can't take away a mitzvah and you can't
add it. I can't add to a mitzvah either. It's true. It's still a big thing.
And
you're right.
He's saying it's on Torah Shabbat Pets, right? All Sfarim.
I think he says Gemara. Yeah, he says Mishnayos, Gemara.
So, I mean, those things are...
It's a huge chiddush also.
Right?
It's true. It's true.
No.
He says it comes from the words in the Torah. He says, V'lamdas b'nei Yisrael. So you see, and it says, Kis v'lachem es ashira azois v'lamdas. So the Indian of the Torah, it says to learn.
They mean maybe you're being mekayim the Indian of the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself.
I think the Lashon of the basis of chidesh mitzvah. Chidesh es ha-mitzvah. I hear. It's a huge chidesh, even to say that. But the Prisha and the Shach say no. The Rosh is saying there is no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah anymore. Ad kedei kach. Okay, that's the what they say it means. The Shagas Aryeh writes that it's pashut to him. You can't say that. The Taz writes, if you read the Rosh, the Prisha and the Shach are right. That is what the Rosh sounds like. But Taz says, I don't hold you could say that. So I hold you. You're still the mitzvah. It's a moyadika thing over here. So Al Kapanim, there's a machlekes if there is a mitzvah essay to make a sefer Torah anymore or not. And the Shagasayu goes with the Shita, for sure you can't switch the mitzvah. Avada, the mitzvah is still here to write a sefer Torah. But the Shagas Aryeh says, Lamaisa, there's no mitzvah. Why? Because it's impossible to do it. Because it says already in the Gemara, in Kedushin, that Rav Yosef was talking to, I forgot who, and they said, we don't know the Chaseris V'Yaseris anymore. We don't know how to spell all the words. So Mimela, it's impossible to do the mitzvah anyways. So that's the Shagasai Shita. It says, Lamaise, there's no mitzvah, there's potter, because you can't do the mitzvah. That's what the Shagasai comes out. So, before I'll just mention on the side, so what can you say against that?
If you write all the shitas of all the way that ICS are written.
You mean write every shita, I hear. There's like about 50 or 80 shilas. But I guess if you write 80, yeah. Like, you mean try, shoot for a possibility.
Whatever you got, you got.
I mean, you're not. He says you're not yotzi if you have one mistake.
Right. So we yotzi love him without tchelus.
Yeah. So it's 80 times.
So that, yes, because it says in the Mishnah that love is not makif tchelus. But here it says beferish chiser oizachas is puzzle. So Meila, he says it's puzzle. No point.
We're kind of some level of tzitzis, even though we don't have tchelus.
Sure, it's Mishnah. It tails in Makav is halavan, so that's okay. But here, it's puzzle.
So it's achas. If it doesn't change the meaning.
Oh, so we'll get there in a second. So first, I'll just say what the Binyan Tzion says. He says lefiyani. He brings the Shagas Aryeh, and he says, "This is just for the halacha lemaisa. I'm not saying Moisiv anything, but he says fiyani is daiti. I don't think so, because there's a beferish chidush aran in Sanhedrin daf dalar min aleph." where the Maran brings up some of these things that the Gemara spells the word one way, and in our Chumashim, our Sefer Torah, it spells it a different way. Zok the Chiddush Eran, the answer is that all these things were old machloikesim, and we do the same thing what we do by any machloikes, we paskin them up with Roiv, we go up with Roiv Shitas. And every single thing that we have in our Sefer Torah means that we paskin the Piroiv, that that's the Psak.
Who says this?
Chiddushei Aran on Sanhedrin, which, you, by the way, in the front page of the Kovetz Haaretz, or I don't know, it's front page, one in the Kovetz Haaretz, he writes, it's not really the Ran. It's a different region. He says it might be Rabbeinu David. Whoever, the one that's, that you buy in the store, Chiddushei Aran, that one. That volume says that we paskin up through the Roiv. And the mail of the Binyan Sin says, I don't know why the Shagas Ayeh is saying that you can't use our Sefer Torahs to be Yitzeh. So just like every other mitzvah you use Roiv, we do Din and Nefashas with Roiv. You could also be Yitzeh the mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah with Roiv. And it's true that the Gemara says that we don't know, but that means because they were Machleksim, but we could paskin them. That's what he says. That's what, okay. So, anyway, though, I'll say somebody who holds like the Shagas Aryeh, but not all the way as far. The Chassam Sefer, in Shuvah, his mamash unbelievable. The Chassam Sefer says, or maybe you could get out of it a little. Chassam Sefer, somebody asked him, how come you don't make a bracha when you do the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah? Because the Gemara even wanted to say you should make a bracha when you write tefillin. And the Gemara said, no, because that's not the Gemara of the mitzvah, until you put it out. But I bezoi, I say for Torah, why don't make a bracha? So he tries a whole cheshbin, tries to give, slugs it up. He says, the real answer is because you can't make a bracha, because how do you know that you spelled it right? So, because we don't know the chaseiros v'yaseiros. And he says that even when the chazal made brachas, they already didn't know how to spell. So they never even made a bracha for this mitzvah because they already knew that we can't do the mitzvah for sure. Can't be sure.
Still
so that, it's that because that's Midrabanan. And Midrabanan, they said that you can, the Indian of laning and shul is Midrabanan.
Yeah,
the whole Indian to lane.
Isn't the bracha on
the learning of the Torah?
It's learning.
Let's
learn
it. I'm saying learning is for sure. Okay. Learning is. But I'm saying, how do you do Kriyas HaTorah? What, Kriyas HaTorah?
No, the bracha.
The bracha, not by Kriyas HaTorah. The bracha that you make when you wake up is Machlekes Ramban and Ramban. But when you get Aliyah for the landing, that's not the
Midrash. But you put on the Chaseiros Yeseiros.
Oh, so they asked that
question.
How come the Gemara...
The Gemara says, because it's not the Gemara Mitzvah. Why doesn't it say, because we don't know how we're writing that Tefillin?
Oh, you mean, why didn't the Gemara say that on the out here? That's a good one. The truth is, there's one. There's only one. There is one machlekes,
right.
But it could be that that one taka in the Gemara, they didn't have it yet. I'm saying, I don't know if the Gemara had that issue in the times of the Gemara. It's, let's say, toughest. One of them is a shayla, how to spell with above or without above.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they had that problem in those days. Maybe
that's the only one.
That's the only one, as far as I know.
And
all the parshiyos, that's what all the Sforim bring, that one.
So if you write the last ois, make a bracha on the last ois.
But if the Sefer Torah is puzzled, it doesn't help. There's no Sefer, you're not yaitzing. If there's any mistakes in the whole Sefer Torah, you're not yaitzing.
And then how we throw the tefillin?
Yeah, right. If there is one mistake. If there's one shaila, it should already be a problem.
According to Shagas
Aryeh. Yeah, and that's... I wonder, maybe he... I don't know what he says about that one. I didn't put my eye into that one shaila. Maybe he really holds we paskined it or something. I don't know. I hear it's a good shaila. I don't know. So anyway, that's what the... So the Minchas Chinuch brings down this Shagas Aryeh. And the Minchas Chinuch says... Oy, this is Zeir Shvetz Zogin, he says. The Shagas Aryeh is saying that because we don't know the Chaseiros V'Yaseiros, we lost the mitzvah of the Torah. He says, how could it be that Amoraim, you're telling me Amoraim didn't know this? They would forget, they wouldn't be careful to keep a mitzvah? How could it be that Klal Yisrael forgot a mitzvah? Bothers him. Huh? In other words, you're telling me that because we weren't careful enough, we've lost the letters, So no one can do the mitzvah anymore. That bothers him. So
then we found one Sefer Torah, right? At the time
there was a time when it was when Amun burned all the Sefer Torahs, and
then we found one kosher Sefer Torah.
Okay, well then they for sure would have been all right because they had one.
There's no machlekes.
obviously the issues came later on in history when we lost the real good Sefer Torah. What about going
for a long time?
What about going Basra? Right?
If you have three separate Torahs.
Oh, that kind of thing. That it says that if you have it says if some of them say one way and one goes the other way, you should go with the right. Yeah, that kind of right. It says that if you have machlekes in the Sefer Torahs, you go with the right. Yeah. So the Menachas Chinuch says, I'm going to tell you my.
What did the Shagasari do with the Shalom?
I think that the Shagasari holds that the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is we don't know, right? Anan loy bikinan. We don't know Chaseiros V'Seiros. The Binyan Sinan was Mechadish, that all those don't knows mean they're Machlekesin. I don't think the Shagasai learned the Gemara that way. I think he learned the Gemara Pashup Shat. We don't know. There's things that Pashup nobody knows. There, people are not sure anymore. And Memela, there's no Psak of Rav. It's just we don't know. I think that's how he understood the Gemara.
And none of this is only the Rush who hold. According to Zacharyim, who hold that the Rush means literally that the mitzvah now is to acquire svarim.
Only you mean if you only. Go that the yeah. So then we get the mitzvah.
It's all limud hatayrus.
Right. That's how he starts. The Shagasai starts by saying the first things I want you to know that it's pashut to me that the mitzvah of writing sefer Torah is bizman hazeh.
And it's writing.
And it's writing, right? Even like the Rush, it's having the svarim. Not right. Having the svarim is like instead of, or writing them or buying them, whatever the same as a sefer Torah, you write it or you buy it. So okay.
But those chasros not make so difference.
There's no right because there's no such thing as a puzzle gemara. A gemara is whatever it says. It's not puzzle, right? So. Okay, so where are we up to? So like this. So the Minchas Chinuch says that the Shaar Yisrael Tainis, the mitzvah can't be done because we don't know how to spell anymore. It's very schwer to me that we would forget such a thing. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, I tell you what I think. I think that there's a difference between letters which make an afkamina ladina and letters which don't make an afkamina ladina. Any ois which makes an afkamina ladina is a psul ma'akiv. But all those, we know. Because all of them, we know the din, and we know how you have to spell it for that din. The letters that the Gemara says that we don't know are like, one example, he says the famous one, Psuadaka, right? Loyavoy Psuadaka. There's two kinds of Sefer Torah. Some have an Aleph and some a Hey. Right. And there's no halachic limud from the Hey or the Aleph. So that kind of a letter, even if you get it wrong, it's not ma'akev. Or some places he brings that Aroin is a shayla, if it's spelled with Mali or Chaser, these kind of things. Okay, so anything like that. Kavis those are the kassif. Ones that we don't know.
Kavis
Kesev.
Kesev.
Right, I don't know what he would say over there. I don't know, because there it's a difference in Mivta. That might be also a worse kind of thing than like Aaron. Either way, you say Aaron. It's just with a could be it's a worse. Okay. So anyway, that's what his teretz is. He says near alfinias dati poshetly that such a letter can't be ma'akev. Okay. So memela, that's his teretz. Therefore, it's no problem. We can write a sefer Torah nowadays because we know what we're doing because we have all the letters which are ma'akev ladina and all the other letters are not ma'akev anyways ladina. So on this, I thought it was my good mitzvah, but already on the new Minchas Chinuch on the bottom, they found it. So it doesn't matter, though. It's a very good thing to say over. They have on the new Minchas Chinuch, Ishtamitze l'Rabbeinu, from, it's not their own words, it's the Rabbi Yochum Fischel, the Sefer Mitzvah Tzorak, Divrei HaRamban B'Psicha L'Chumish. Okay, that was the same Ramban I wanted to bring. I want to read it because it's very Yishmak Ramban. And you'll see what it says in the Ramban. Okay, this is just a good Ramban to know. It's in the beginning of Chumash, in the Psicha. It's printed every Mikrois Gedolos in the beginning. Oid yesh biyadenu kabbalah shel emes. Yeah, we have a emes and mesayir. Ki kol ha-Torah kula shmoisav shel kadosh baruch. Right, the whole Torah is Hashem's shemos. She'atevos mischalkus l'shemos bininecher. The words in the Chumash get divided up into the names of Hashem in a whole separate way. Kilu atachshav derech mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Pasuk bereishis. Yischalik l'tevos acheres. The pasuk will go in different groups. Kegoin, for example, you'll take bereishis. Yeah, bereish. Then you'll do yis berei, like yud saf and then bara and the aleph from Elokim, and then lamed like that. And those could be names. Each one of those are lamashal names of HaKadosh Baruch. The Chol HaTorah, the whole Torah is like that. Chol HaTorah Kain, the whole Torah is like that. Milvad, besides, in other words, benoisef on that also, tzirufan, there's all kinds of tzirufim of the letters, v'gematriyosan shel shemos. Uchbar kasav Rabbeinu Shloimo, Rashi already. The Perusha B'Talmud, Rashi in Talmud, in Sukkah Mem Hei, already gave away one of them. Inyan Hashem HaGodol Shal Ayin Beis, the famous 72-letter, right, that there's three psukim in Beshalach, right, that Rashi brings there, Vayet, Vayisa, and Vayavoy, and Rashi tells you which they are, and there are three psukim in a row, each one has 72 letters, exactly, 72, and another pasuk 72, and then the you take the first letter of Vayisa, the last letter of Vayavoy, and the first letter of Ayet, and it's a three-letter, right? And that's one name. And then the next one is the next name of Hashem, right? And that's what you say, Anivahu Hashana, right? What we say on Hoshana Rabbah, those are those names. So he says, you see, Rashi already told you about this. Zok Dervat, Umipnei Zeh, and because of this thing, Sefer Torah Shatta Boi Bo'is Achas B'mole Oy B'chaser, if you switched one letter, Pasul, the Sefer Torah is Pasul. Because of this, in what I just said, it passes up a Sefer Torah. Sheyachser boy vav echad mimilus oisam. There's a lot of oisams in the Chumash, and he says there's 39 oisams have a vav in them, and the other ones don't. So he says, he says bo meyam lametas malein. So if you forgot one of those vavs. Or by mistake, he put in a vav by the other isams. V'chein kayotze boy, or any other letter like that. You would think, who cares? But that's, now you know why it's puzzle. Because in Hashem's names, it could be who knows what. Okay, v'zeh ha'inyan, and because of this inyan, heviu g'doyla mikro, kol moli v'chol chaser, all the big g'doylim in Chumash are all into what's moli, what's chaser, v'chol ha'teir v'ha mikro, u'lechar bel sforim, and they make whole sforim on this, ad Ezra ha'sefer navi, leading back to Ezra ha'sefer, because of this importance. So anyways, shteit b'feirish in the Ramban, that even a letter like that will make the sefer Torah possible.
I think you see something else in the Rambam. He's not very concerned with that Memor and Kedusha.
Oh.
He's going with Isams. He's not, right?
You mean, it sounds like we do know. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's certainly saying, like, you know, right? Like,
he's saying you're supposed to know.
for that word. Yeah.
He's saying, I mean, we really want to know.
It sounds like it's still around.
Okay, I'll go upon him, right? But for one thing is for sure he's arguing with the Minchas Chinuch. So that's a good Ramban to know. So anyway, comes out Hayotzim calls there that there's three opinions here. On the one hand, you have the Shagas Hayis says there's no point in writing a Sefer Torah. Similar is a Chsam Sefer, who said he can't make a bracha because of it, but he never wrote you shouldn't make a Sefer Torah. It sounds like choshish, but not like. Then you have the Binyan Tzion says we know everything because everything was paskin up. And then you have the Minchas Chinuch with his teretz that if it doesn't change the din, it's not ma'akif. And then you have the Ramban says not like that. Okay, that's the halacha l'maisa part. Now, I want to add on one thing to this halacha l'maisa before we get on to the main thing, if we could get there. The thing is like this. There's a Mishnah in Megillah. Ein bein svarim litfilin umezuzes. Elo shesvarim nichtavim b'chalashayin. A tefillin umezuzes nichtavim only bashuris, right? You have to write a tefillin and a mezuzah only in Lashon HaKodesh, and Sefer Torah can be in any language. Then Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argued, and he says, no, Sefer Torah can only be written in Yavanis. Right? Now, Lamaisik routed the round paskins like him, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so... besides for Lashon HaKodesh, the only other language you can use is Yavanis. The round paskins like him, and then the round writes, we don't really know Yavanis anymore, so it's not so much to do it, because we don't know it. So comes along the Turi Evin, and the Turi Evin writes, I want to tell you something. It's Poshit Mamish that this Mishnah is not talking about the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Because, of course, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah unless you do it in Lashon HaKodesh. And this Mishnah, what is it talking about? Maybe Tumas Hayadayim, or... When it says this whole thing that you can write a Sefer Torah in these other languages, it's not talking, can't be talking about the mitzvah. Comes along all the Achrayim, the other Beis Yitzchak. Yeah, not here. It's the Svas Emes, the Minchas Chinuch, I think Netziv. Svas Emes. Who told me he gidlo yirozeh? Where do we ever do so? It's Pashav. Who says? The Mishnah is talking about writing the Sefer Torah. Why not? And besides for all the Achronim, Lamaisa, they bring him a Feirish Arishin, the Ran. What's the Ran? The Ran Mamish in Megillah, not the Rabbi Nadav. No, the Mamish plain Ran in Perik Beis of Megillah. What's going on? Like this. There's the Ran and the Ramban have the whole Machlekes there. What's the din if your Sefer Torah is got a letter erased or missing, is it good enough for Kriyas HaTorah? Can you still lane? Can you do lane? So the Ramban says, possible. Can't lane from it. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Ein bein Sefer Torah letfilin. Now, if your tefillin is missing a letter, Avad is no good as a fair Mishnah. It says, Ein bein. Say bezai. It's all Sefer Torah. It's also can't do Kriyas HaTorah either. That's Ramban.
Not like the Ritva, right?
Oh, that you mean that you can say for certain things. Okay, I hear. The Ritva and Hayri is the Ritva is Russian Hayri. No. The Hayri is said that you can't paskin from it, but that's if you have someone who argues. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. Zokter Ran, Eini Mask. The Mishnah, which compared them, is comparing them to what they are comparable in. The Hainu, just like you don't read tefillin, you put them on. So also, when the Mishnah is talking about Sefer Torah, it's talking about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So yes, if one letter is missing, you can't put on the tefillin. And if one letter is missing, you're not Yotzei Ksiva Sefer Torah. Kriyas HaTorah Mandachar Shmei. Kriyas HaTorah is not. We're not talking about. There's no Kriyas HaTfilin. So Kriyas HaTorah is much more kuladik. It's not as machmer. It's only takana of whoever he says made up Kriyas HaTorah, Ezra, whoever it is. For that, even if you're missing a letter, you could lane out of it. Ad kan hara. But bottom line, state mefurish in the Ran that the Mishnah was talking about, mitzvahs esei ksivas sefer Torah. And state mefurish in the Mishnah, shasvarim nichtavim b'chol lash. So you have the Feirish Aran. So, okay, so this is the Taino. Where did the Turi Evin get this from? So at first, I thought I had a great place for the Turi Evin to get it from. What was the great place? This Ramban that we just said from the Psicha. The Ramban just finished saying that even if you spelled Aaron with an extra vav, or you missed a vav in Oysam, the whole Sefer Torah is possible, because the whole Sefer Torah is Hashem's names, and Memeli ruined the whole thing. So, Fregechach, he could write it in English, according to the Ramban? How could it be? Right? You don't have anything. You're Aaron v'chayisakol. I mean, you have nothing. So I thought I had the greatest mitzia, gavaldik mamish, this Ramban, is a raya to the Turiyah. And then I thought, oh, I'll say already Shtikal Torah. The Ramban said that the Mishnah is talking about Kriyas of Torah. The Ramban said, no, I don't agree. The Mishnah is talking about Ksiva Sifis. Oh, very good. The Ramban will say, impossible. They can't be. Because by Ksiva Sefer Torah, you can't do it in English. It's a Sheamus. So I was very happy. But Lamaise, I am sorry to say I'm totally wrong. It can't be true. The best raya is like this. The best raya is, look at the Ramban by Kriya Satayra. The Ramban is telling me that by Kriya Satayra, if any letter is missing, the whole Sefer Torah is possible of Kriya Satayra. Meaning, even if the Vav Oysam is, you can't wait. And the Mishnah is still let you write it in English.
So what has nothing to do with it?
So you see, it has nothing to do with it. See, I'm wrong.
The man speaks specifically about
Kriya. He's talking about Kriya Satayr. That is the Ramban. Says, what's the din by Kriya Satayr if a letter is missing? Zok the Ramban, Mfursha Mishnah, puzzle. So you see, I'm wrong. So what? Where am I wrong? What we see over here is that there is one way of the Torah itself, like the Lashon HaKodesh, which is the Shemus of Hashem and everything. And then there are like Perushei HaTorah, like English or any languages like Targum HaTorah. And each one is a certain Bechina of Torah. And when you do the one of Lashon HaKodesh, you got to do that type, Bishlei Musay. And when you do the Targum HaTorah, you got to do that one, Bishlei Musay. And if you do the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh, then that Bechina of Torah requires every Vav, because or else you're messing up that Bechina. And if you're doing it in French, then you just do all the French words, and that's called some sense of Torah, some kind of Torah. And they could both exist. That's what you see. So Mimela, if a person wrote a Torah in Lashon HaKodesh and missed Vav, it's like the Ramban, you can't lean out of it, it's possible. If the person wrote it in French, so he has to have all the French words. And it doesn't have a shame, it doesn't matter. It's like, this is the reason why this French Sefer Torah is a Sefer Torah, is because this French corresponds to the Torah. And in the Torah, it's got it all. And this is also called a Targum of the Torah. Okay, that I'm just saying that this is a nice nekuda that you see a chiddush, which I would, but that's the truth.
I call a raya lepila. In other words, once you write it according to the Ramban in
Lashon HaKodesh, then that's what it's. Right. Yeah. Now lemaisa, later I searched around, I found the Meroy Meisade. Okay, but he's arguing through Ramban, you know. I can't. The Meroy Meisade says, if you can write it in English, it's impossible that you have to write in all the Vavs and everything. And Mamela, I hold that Zichur the Sefer Torah has to be good, even if you're missing letters. He, Udalai Ramban.
Right.
Okay, but the Ramban said it, so Ramban said it. Okay, that was...
Yeah, but he can be, I mean, he's saying on the Ran, and he has the Ran in his corner, right?
Not really.
Ran, not really?
Because the Ran still, the Ran just said that Kriyas, yeah, I mean, Halacha L'maisa Dik, he has the Ran with him. Because the Ran, Halacha L'maisa said you could also lean if it's missing a letter.
Right, right.
But on his Svara, you don't have the Ran, because right, because the Ran was saying when it comes to Ksiva Sefer Torah, you're not Yotze if you're missing a letter in Hebrew, and when it comes to different languages, there's no such concept.
Are we saying that it's a Kosher Sefer Torah if it's written in Yavamis?
Uh-huh.
So kosher Sefer Torah.
That's what. Yeah, in words, it's kosher for Kriyas HaTorah. It's kosher for being mekayim the mitzvahs. The Ran says you're mekayim the mitzvah. Essay of Atakis v'lochem es Hashira Zois. Mamish kosher. It says in the Chazon Ish that it's even so, you're not, I don't know if there's not a Shlemus, how did he write? Avada the Kedusha isn't as high, but
you're saying in the Ashur, and Yevonis has to be written on Kaf and Ashuris?
Well, that's a Machlek, it's about this, the lettering. If when you do Yevonis, is it transliterated or not? I don't know what Klor Baal Peh now, what the answer is. I don't know about the, but at least the language.
It's all in Greek.
And it has Kedusha Sefer Torah.
Kedusha Sefer Torah. Yeah.
Like all the halachas of selling it for the
ear and all that. I think so, yeah. Everything. The Gemara says Metamis Yadayim. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, anyways, that's the end of section one. So, okay, the bottom line of the whole thing was that there's three shittas if you could be Mekayim, even though we don't know the letters. And the Chiddush, that even if you paskin like the Rishonim, that a one vav missing paskin all Sefer Torah, it's still kosher to write it in a different language. Okay, now we'll go to the other part. The Rambam. The Rambam says, the ato kis v'lachem, I'll say the whole thing. Mitzvahs esei al kol ish v'ish miyisroel lichtev sefer Torah la'atzmai. Shenemar, the ato kis v'lachem es hashira azeis. Kloimar, kis v'lachem Torah sheyesh bo yishira zu. Lefi she'ein kosvin es ha-Torah parshiyas parshiyas. Yeah, famous Rambam. The Rambam tried to say, where does it say that you should write the whole sefer Torah? It says opposite. It says, just write the Shira. Right, I saw on the bottom of the Shagas Aryeh, they bring that the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he said that if you look in Rashi and Chumash, it brings this Ha'ar out even stronger, because it says in Rashi Befirish, look in the Rashi, Kisa L'chem Zashir, it says, Mi Ha'azinu Ad Tuma. So the Rambam says, so where does it say you should rate the whole Sefer Torah? So the Rabbim says, but there's a din that you're not allowed to write the Torah, only one parsha of the Torah, to Gemara. So Mamele, you're stuck. You're going to have to write the whole Torah, because otherwise you're going to get Isser of writing one parsha. So that's how we know it. So the Chassam Sefer says, I don't chap the Rambam. How do you write Tefillin? I thought you're not allowed to write part of a Sefer Torah. Teretz is Das is the mitzvah. How do you write a mezuzah? Das is the mitzvah. How do you write for a soita? That's the mitzvah. So what's the big thing? So that's the mitzvah. Write the shir. Okay, he says, Sho'alti chachomim gedoilim ve'ein poiser li. Yeah? He asked chachomim gedoilim. And they couldn't give him a teretz. Okay? Fine. So here I go, I want to try to give a turn. I try. Terence is like this. But you have to know two Gemaras, two things, and then we'll get to the Terence. First thing is Azoy. There's a big machloikis, there's another halacha of Sirtut, yeah? That you have to make lines when you make a mezuzah. You have to make a sirtut under each line, etch it out. Now there's a huge machlekes rishayim. Do you need that in the Sefer Torah? Rabbeinu Tam paskins no. Rashi paskins yet. Okay, so the Ramban brings this all down in Gittin. The Ramban says that Rabbeinu Tam brought a riot himself because we see that tefillin for sure don't need sirtut. That's a fair in the Gemara. Zok the Rabbeinu Tam, if everything in Torah needs sirtut, so then why should tefillin be worse than the whole Tanakh? That's the Rabbeinu Tam's time. Bish Lamov, it's a special thing, only a mezuzah. Okay, so it's only a mezuzah. But if the whole Torah, Tanakh, anything in the whole Tanakh needs sirtut, why should tefillin not need?
Because you're not going to read it.
Oh, very good. You got the answer. So that's the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says, don't give me an answer that tefillin was a special halachah b'shem Sinai that excluded it from sirtut. Because it's not mentioned in Shas such a thing anywhere that there's a specific halachah b'shem Sinai that you don't do sirtut on tefillin. So therefore, he paskened, nothing needs sirtut, only a mezuzah, and that's it.
Why mezuzah?
Mezuzah, it says, Beferish, it's halacha l'mashem yisina. It's halacha l'mashem yisina. So Zok the Ramban, Lemaisa, I hold like Rashi, that you do need to have Sir Tutan and Sefer Torah. Why? Because it's Kemat Mefurish in the Yerushalmi like Rashi, that a Sefer Torah needs Sir Tutan. What are we going to do with Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha? So then Tefillin should also need. Zok the Ramban, the whole Inyan of Sir Tut is really to make it straight, then he'll write straighter, and it's better for Kriya. Then you could read better. So that only goes on Torah that you read, like a Sefer Torah or something like that. But Tefillin and Mezuzis, really, he says, both of them, you don't read them. So Memela, that's why there's no Sirtut. Lamaisa Mezuzah does need. That's the exception. There was a special, Loch L'Misha Misinai, that said, Taka Chaloy Kasvar. That even though you don't read it, but Memela Tefillin that blibes Azoy, Memela. Now, really, this whole Ramban is Beferish Rambam, really, because the Rambam writes, he holds like Rashi also. He says, Halacha L'Misha Misinai, She'ein Koisvin Sefer Torah, V'loi Mezuzah, Ela B'Sirtut. He holds like Rashi, Sefer Torah and Mezuzah need Sirtut, Aval Tefillin Einum Tzirchat Sirtut. Lefi shehein mechupin, because tefillin are covered up. So there's a real famous briskerov that you probably heard 20 times in bar mitzvah drushes, that the briskerov says, tzorich ian, lama lanu taima. Why does Ram need reasons? The reason you don't do sirtut, because he covered them up. Kiven the yesoida adin, the sirtut, besefer Torah, mezuzah, halachal moshe misinai, uve tefillin, leka halachal moshe misinai. Vim ken memeila, lo boi tzirtut. What the Rambam wants to tell you why Hashem made halacha which we see not here and not here. So basically the Ramban is straight off answering this thing. He's saying that the pshat is because really it's shver. Because if all the Torah needs sirtut, why is tefillin gree? Rabbi Natan said, why is tefillin gree than everything else? So the Rambam is saying the answer what the Ramban said. Because it's covered. Oh. That's okay. So now we just finished with one sugya that when it's covered, when you don't read it, you don't need it. Now next sugya. It says in the Gemara, in the Rambam Paskins this, that if you only write three words on a line, then you don't need to do sirtut. As soon as you get to four words, you need sirtut. And the Rambam says another thing like this too. There's a din that we just had from the earlier. You're not allowed to write only one parsha of the Torah. You have to write the whole thing. Zok the Rambam, that's only if you write four words on a line. But if you write three words on a line, you could write whatever you want. You could write one parsha of the Torah also. So where did the Rambam get it from? He read the Gemara that way. There's a Gemara like that in Gittin. That's his pshat in the Gemara. But the Gemara never said the number of words. The Gemara says if it's short lines, then you could write even one parsha. The Rambam, on his own, said three words is called a short line, four words is a long line. How did the Rambam know the amount of words? Zok the Gra and the Meiri, they both say, the Rambam compared them. Since the din by Sirtut is four what words, also by the inyan of the parsha, it's four words. Zok the Meir, what's going on this whole thing? What's this three words, four words going on over here?
It
doesn't say in the Gemara that it was or not. It may have been. The Gemara just says b'masnita tana shalosh kaisvin arba in kaisvin. That's the brax, right? And the Rambam decided to shtel it too. That hu adin, this thing about parsha, right? One parsha also goes by shalosh and arba. Zok the Biri, what's the whole thing that's going on here? What's going on is, if you write a sefer Torah, you're mechuyev to write it kitzuras, and you have to write, meaning you have to write it with sirtut. You have to write it the whole sefer Torah. You can't have a distorted sefer Torah. If you write a sefer Torah, you have to write it right. What's the ending of three words on a line? Three words Hasnish can say for Bechlal. Three words is not a safer at all. Memela, you aren't writing any safer. If you don't write a sefer in the first place, there's no din. It's only if you write four words on a line that you're writing already a sefer. Then you can't write it wrong. Okay, now, what's this thing that if you write three words on a line, it's nishkan sefer? So my friend, Aaron Wildman, brought a beautiful Gemara, which mamish is perfect Gemara. It says in the Gemara that when you write a sefer Torah, you have to make the columns each big enough for three words. And well, the Gemara says, make sure it fits the three biggest words in the Torah, which are lemishpechoyseichem, which is a 10-letter word. Lemishpechoyseichem. So it means that a column in a sefer Torah should be 30 letters wide. And it says, don't make it skinnier than that, because then it will not look like a sefer, it will look like an igeris. It will look like just a letter, not a book. And it's supposed to be a sefer Torah. So you see the Gemara said this, Tak, that there's such a thing that should look, that too skinny doesn't look like a sefer. It looks like an igeris.
So should a Megillah have less than 30 letters, wide columns?
Because why? What's
it's meant? It's igeris, for sure.
Oh,
because
it is igeris. I never thought of that. I hear I never saw that here. Nice heart. The Gemara is brought, it says, Megillah, Nikre Sefer, Vinikre Sigeris. Nikre Sefer, Shin Tuf. So I don't know what you would do. That's a good heart. So Al Kaponim, you see this thing about skinny lines are don't look like a Sefer. Memela, the din is that until you have four words, it's considered not a Sefer at all. Is oy bezoy, the Rambam said, I'll learn out one for the other. Because they're both the same idea that when you're already making a sefer. Oh. So now, thinking into this, what does it mean something's a sefer or something's an igeris? What does it mean it's a book or a letter? I think that what it means is, a book means that it's for kviyas, that you it's a book. You it's to read over and over like a book. A letter, yeah, you read the letter. Hey, somebody gives you a letter and you throw it in the garbage or whatever. It's not a safe. Is oy bazoi a mezuzah and a tefillin where we found from the Rishonim that you don't read them at all, right? And therefore misvara, they wouldn't need sirtut. I'm using a new expression on that, Ramban. That it wouldn't be a sefer. Ramban didn't use that. I'm adding that expression. That the pshat is, because all these halachas are, if you're writing a sefer, you have to write the sefer, the right surah. If it's not a sefer, so fine. The Meir used, let's say, it's only three lines of things on a line, so it's not a sefer. Also, if you don't read it at all, it's not a sefer. So memele, you don't, that's the pshat, like we said, you don't need sirtut. But imkain, you also don't need, you don't have a problem, it's mutter to do one parsha. Because like we just finished saying, they go together. If you're not a sefer, you don't need sirtut. And hu adin, if it's only three words on a line, you're allowed to write one parsha. Because the klal is, if you're already writing a sefer, you have to write the sefer, all the dinim. Sirtut, the whole sefer type. Is now, based on this, I have a new answer. How are you allowed to write tefillin? The kasha that we started all the way in the beginning. You're not allowed to write a whole, you have to write a whole sefer Torah. So we said, oh, that's the din, finished. No, that's not the answer. The answer is no problem. It's not a sefer anyways. Just like you don't need sirtut. That's the answer. It's not a sefer. So memela, all the kashas that the Chassam Sefer asked from are Miyushev. He said, mezuzah, tefillin, saita, how are you doing all these things? It's not a Sefer. The answer to them all is, it's talking about a Sefer because you don't read them. You don't read the saita thing. You stick it in the water. It's not for reading. It's not for Kriya. So over there, the reason why you are allowed to do it is because it's not a sefer. But now now we're talking about this pasuk here. It says, look in the word, it says, V'alta kisvu lechem ez ha-shir zayis. V'lamda ez b'nei Yisrael.
No sefer.
You got to learn. Why wouldn't that be a sefer? I thought that would be a sefer. Why wouldn't
it didn't use the lashon.
Then say the word sefer,
right.
I understand. But that doesn't matter. I'm saying, you see, if it's four words, it's already a sefer. It doesn't say anywhere it's a sefer. It's just,
mm-hmm.
As long as it's a thing that you read and it's four words, then it's a sefer. So Mamela, over here, the Rambam says, there is a rule that always you don't make less than a sefer. You have to do the whole thing.
If you write three words on a line throughout the whole Sefer Torah, it's not a kosher Sefer Torah. It's mashma that it is, because you just don't need sirtut, but it's still going to be a kosher
Sefer
Torah.
It sounds like it's still kosher, yes.
Right.
Okay.
So you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah.
I imagine yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So Mimela... Something
so
there.
Mimela, you don't have to have all the rules.
Right,
like
it's
not the saying of writing a Sefer Torah exactly. When you're writing a Sefer, you don't need all of it the
Yeah, but even if it's not such a big
Sefer,
it's still a little bit of a Sefer. Okay, but I'm fine. But I'm so you mean.
So the Ramban said, but if you're missing a letter, then you're not.
Mekayim the mitzvah at all.
But you see, you don't need every requirement.
That's true. You see, I imagine it's true. If you made it too skinny, I think it's not makif. I don't know. I don't have a right, but I'm guessing it's not makif. Okay, but that I don't think that really...
But you still have the Seamus. You still have the Seamus, correctly?
Yeah, the Seamus thing is for sure something else, and that's makif, and that for sure is okay. The only thing I could hear what you're saying is, how does the Rambam know? Maybe like a new kasha. Maybe you should write the shira three words on a line, and then you can write one parsha. The Rambam said that if you write three words on a line, then the din is you could write even one parsha. So what's the right? Since it says, maybe the Torah means that you should write three words on a line, and then you could write one parsha. Okay, I don't know. All right, that's a new kasha. I don't know if it's like so shver, because maybe it's the pashtus that you're reading. Okay, anyways, you hear my ikravort. My ikravort is that the Rambam is not shver from all these kashas, because the Rambam holds it is a rule. You never will find any exception to this rule. You always, when you have a sefer, you write the whole sefer tire down. And all those things are simply not a sefer.
That's the word. Or bring down this lumpness that safe and it needs steer to it, or vice versa, by get?
By a get, there is no Gemara. There is a Rashi in Menachos that says that a get needs steer to it. I can't read because it says the word safer creases. I can't even remember if Rashi
to write the whole thing.
So what?
How can you just write just to get them? Oh, it's not
a
parsha.
It's
not a parsha. Right. So we bring over.
So it's called a sefer, though.
It's called a sefer, right? So Rashi says.
According to your thumb, what you just said, you would need to have sirtut, but
why?
No.
It's not a sefer Torah.
When
it's
the other way around, when
it's a sefer
Torah, you do need sirtut. When it's not a sefer, you don't need sirtut. And when it is a sefer, you do need sirtut.
You do need sirtut.
Yes.
So get wouldn't have to have sirtut.
So then a get would need because it says sefer creases. So you're right.
It does.
So it does.
It
according
does.
To Rashi.
That's a machlekes.
According to Rashi, it is a machlekes rishayim. Everybody else learns differently than Rashi there, but Rashi says that over there. The Beis Shmuel brings it from Beis Shmuel and Hilchos Gittin brings down that Rashi.
Okay.
Says we should be machmer for Rashi to make sirtut down again.
And they do.
And they takadu. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. We barely have any time, but I'll just say one little thing.
So we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was never Mekayim the mitzvah if he didn't write the last few psukim. Is that what we're saying?
Oh yeah, they asked this question. I saw on the bottom. I saw on the bottom of the Shagas Aryeh that the Kloisenberger asked that. He said, did Moshe Rabbeinu get the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Because the last eight psukim weren't there.
But he wrote 12, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but they were all missing the last eight psukim.
It says Kaisa B'Demah.
Well, there's different
what
Machlekes
Tanoim.
So there's Machlekes Tanoim if he didn't write them at all, and Yeshua wrote the last eight psukim, or Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it B'Demah, which Rashi says means he wrote it while he was crying.
And then B'Demah.
famous pshat from the Vilna Goyim.
The letters.
They put the letters together.
Right.
Okay, so let's say you go that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even write the last eight pesukim. So was he mekayim the mitzvah? So I think, I hope I'm saying the right names. They brought on the bottom there, they said, stomach, yeah, I don't know how you know. Somehow, yeah. So from here we see that Heichad the Efsher, you're mekayim it with whatever you could write. And with Mele, he wants to say with that, so limud zchus, why nowadays we don't have to worry about the Shagas Aryeh, because it's just as good as Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Of course, Arvach Arvat Tzarek. I don't know how he knows Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekai in the Mitzvah. Okay, that's what he said. Anyway, all right, it's about, I'll just say over one little ha'ara. It comes out a very interesting thing. If you say, like the Shagas Aryeh, that we can't do the mitzvah anymore because we don't know the Chaseris V'Yaseiris, right? Really, there's an Eitzah. Write it in a different language. Where you don't need, what we just said before, where you don't need the Chaseris V'Yaseiris. Take out an Unkelus and write out a Sefer Torah in Unkelus. Okay? But Lamai said the Shagas Aryeh Lishi Tosai didn't write that because he was the one that says, it's Poshit to me that everyone in the world holds you can only be Mekayim the mitzvah with Lashon HaKodesh. But if you would hold like everybody else over there and you would hold like the Shagas Aryeh's problem, then the Eitzah would have been that you would have to write it every Torah in a different language.
If we have the right
language. Well, we don't write Lahalach Lamaisa, it's only Yavanis.
British, English, American,
English. Or, and even if you're not, you would need
the right words.
Right words.
That's why I said maybe Unkelus.
Right, Unkelus.
There's mistakes.
There's no Chaseris V'Yaseiris.
You mean, well,
does that count?
There's no,
I don't think there's such a concept.
Yeah, but why?
Of,
why would it be
Chaseiris? I mean, Krinks, like, extra yud.
You write Arab.
Yeah, I don't think
there's
such a...
What,
right, Ruach HaKadosh? I mean, yeah, I don't...
How it's spelled in that language has Kedusha.
Yeah, I don't think that would matter, but there's not like the full words. Some say, oh yeah, that would be a problem. But maybe all those words you can do.